You need to tell God what you want to happen.
That's true, Adam.
And my dad doesn't understand that he's dying. Yeah. Don't understand at all.
Yeah.
So I just wondered if there's any chance if Andrew can go up and pray with him.
I'm sure he will. Yeah.
Not only pray with him, but lead him through.
Now I've got to be, my cousin said I've got to get ready and prepare myself for what's round the corner.
All you need to do is make sure that when push comes to shove that you've got no guilt.
You want to
you do what you know, there is a tendency sometimes when once they've gone you wish that you'd done this and you wish you'd done that. Make sure that you don't how you deal with him is not going to leave you with any regrets later.
But at the same time,
don't let him wear you out. Because life goes on. You know, it might be the end of a chapter, but there's no reason why you should both suffer. You'll go through a grieving process. Me and Dharma and I have just buried his mothers. It's not easy. But we're both of us better than we were when the event happened. Because time brings a healing process. Like I said to you earlier on, I found that the worst time was between knowing that they're going and I'm actually going. That for me is the worst period. Knowing that they're going.
It's Sunday evening. Saturday and Sunday shows really fine. We had so many visitors. Even at the hospital, they were wondering what was going on. And that, on the part of the family, we were comforted to see that my mother is seeing a lot of faces. It was helping. But from Sunday night when she went in coma up to Wednesday night when she died, all of us children who were wishing that it happened soon. Because she couldn't breathe properly. She had to breathe through her mouth open and heavily. So it was traumatic to witness that.
Yeah.
And knowing that that was it. She was leaving us. So our prayer was, Lord, please take care soon. A very difficult prayer to do because we...
You don't want to see him suffer.
Yeah. We're still in needing her around. In the meantime, witnessing how she's suffering. And we didn't want to see her suffer like that. It was tough, but the Lord gave us the strength that we needed at the time. And... unfortunately, everyone has to go through that kind of process. And there was a message that I preached in London before traveling to Canada, and that message was coming back and back to me. And the message was that the Lord is near to those who are suffering, who are in pain, in need, than those who are rejoicing. And one of the scriptures that I used was when Jesus was saying, I was in the hospital, you didn't visit me. I was in the prison, you didn't visit me. And got a new understanding of that. And in London, I was showing how the church today has lost it. We are so much preoccupied by those who are well and fit, who can impact in one way or another the church growth and advancement. And when there is something like one very much ill or suffering, not only illness but all kind of suffering that we know that bring one's down to that point of wondering where is God and stuff. So I understood that God is there. Even when the church can miss to see it and pay more attention, but God is there.
Yeah.
In the kind of silence the person can be in, the Lord is there. He is there. So that message came to me. I understood that I was not alone. My family was not alone. In spite of all the many visits that we got, but even if those people did not turn up to visit us, to comfort us, but I knew deep inside that the Lord was with us. And that understanding helped me personally to know that in this very difficult time of my life, I'm not alone. The Lord, my God, is with me.
One of God's names in the Lord's Prayer, is it Jehovah Shema, the God who is there? And God has many characteristics, and is Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides.
Jehovah Shalom.
Is God our peace.
Shekinah.
Yeah, he's our healer.
Makedesh,
yes.
I know.
He's absolutely everything that we. There's nothing that you need that God can't cover.
No.
And he's everything you need him to be, Louise. But what you need to do is to focus on him, and not on what's happening or not happening. And it's. I'm not saying detach yourself from it, because you never can. But it's not got to be your central focus. You're aware of what's happening. But your strength comes from here, from the Word of God. And tonight we're going to pray, and we're going to pray that that operation is successful. But we're also going to pray that he will accept Jesus as his own personal Saviour. Because that's the greatest thing. That'll give you the most peace, anything, knowing that when he goes, he's with God. That takes the sting out of death, because then you can rejoice. He's not in pain. He's in the best place he could possibly be, and you would not wish him back. We'd wish them back at that point. So we're going to pray those two things, Louise, and we don't want to see him suffering, but we want to see him firstborn again. And there's only God can open his eyes. So we need to pray that his eyes are open to the truth, because then he'll pass in peace. He'll have strength. We were talking on Sunday, weren't we, when the Holy Spirit fell on the disciples. It actually means he embraced them, put his arms around them, and hugged them. And I was reading on Monday night about how the Holy Spirit is the comforter, isn't it? And I've always been taught the comforter is the prodder. He's always poking you and prodding you and getting you moving and correcting you and that sort of thing. But no, I think we're missing something there. Comfort also means strength and encouragement and feeling, emotion, isn't it? It's just that strength that God gives you. And that's what the Holy Spirit is. And when we get born again, the Holy Spirit comes, and he is our comforter. And when we get baptized in the Holy Spirit, it's like, God, I always remember when I got born again, I had this wonderful sense of belonging, that somebody had got me in the nicest possible way. Somebody, I was secure. Not explaining it, but I just knew inside I'd got something that I'd not had before. And he'll know that, and that will just take him right through. So this is what we're going. We're going for gold, Louise. We're having nothing less. So that's one issue that we need to pray about. Are you writing it down, Anna?
There's a lady called Julie. She She's a sister-in-law of our Gideon chairman.
Right.
And she's got a brain tumour. But she's also got some sort of infection, so we can't operate at this moment in time. And she's deteriorating rapidly.
Right.
Her husband is Tim, and she's got a 14-year-old son, Josh. So Stephen travelled down last night to be with them, to support them at this time.
It's really tough thing.
Mm.
Is she born again?
I don't know. Stephen didn't share that, did he?
Mm.
So we're not sure.
So we need to pray into that as well.
What is the name of her husband again?
Tim.
Dharma, we need them. Dharma's been applying for jobs. One that specifically is much of interest to him is in Doncaster.
Oh, right. Mm.
Hello,
Dharma. Job application.
Yeah, submitted two applications to an organization called A4E. They are linked to the job center.
Right.
Yeah, and they help people to get jobs, but they have vacancies all over the country as well. So, yes, they are fielding two applications for a customer advisor. One is here in Doncaster, another one in Sheffield. I'm very much interested in the one here in Doncaster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because God helping me, planning to relocate to be here in Doncaster.
Yeah.
If I get that one, it will really help my relocation plan.
Praise God, thank you. Yeah. Anybody else got?
We say thank you to Jesus for listening to our prayers and answering them and guarding Sian. She's only got 7 more days to go.
Praise God.
She's over that safety period, you know what I mean? And everything's gone all right.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have prayed that, and she's there, you know what I mean?
And we can give thanks to God that you're so much better.
Yeah.
And we're going to pray that we get
stronger yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that the family issues are going to be resolved, and you're going to...
They're a lot better this week.
Praise God. But we don't want, you know, when things flare up, we don't want you being under attack and going down.
No, I don't know if you can learn from experience,
yeah.
But if I feel anything, I'm going to tell them the next time that they're not allowed to include me. It's nothing
good.
But it won't ever go back to how it was. You know what I mean? Because Anne did lose her job. She lost a car and different things. And she was going through that hard pregnancy, do you know what I mean? And
but you can't take it on board, Tracy.
I know, I've handed it over. I'm not dealing with it.
Good.
And I've had my grandchildren today, and I'm going to Friday. And then I phoned Tracy up yesterday. I said, well, can I have Lucas and Bradley on Saturday? And she said, yeah. But I've been and seen Brendan, and just had a chat with him. He didn't ask for nothing. He's sorting himself out with another carer for his tea time meals and his pleasure time, which is about 17 hours a week. So it's like a part-time job for a person, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But that is, he's handling that himself, you know what I mean? He's trying to sort that out. So yeah, everything's okay.
Good, so.
And it's not going back to where it was, because I won't let it.
No, no way. As you say, the best thing that can happen is that you learn from it, and that you're stronger as a result.
I am the mum. I've always been the mum, but sometimes you think you only have to give them a telling off, and they're the best friends again. You know? And it was just—I didn't know till 2 days later that this had happened. You know what I mean? And yeah, it had already happened, and I was trying to piece it together. And
God. you can. It don't do to dwell on it. As soon as you start feeling stress, you need to immediately say, hey, I'm stopping this right here. God, you tell me to cast all my cares onto you because you care for me and you sort them out. It's beyond me. I'm just over to you. And he does. He really does. And it takes a while to get your mind out of gear, but you will eventually, if you're determined and ask God to help you, you will be able to overcome fear and stress.
But my answer to my phone mum was it me and Tracy on it? I said, yeah, it was. You know what I mean? They shouldn't have said some of the things that they did say to me, that they were using children as tools. And
but you know, if they're not born again, Tracy, they don't know any better, in a sense.
Yeah.
They've got to learn, and hey, God's a great one at teaching
these
things.
I'm beaming, and I feel happier inside.
Yeah, well, don't
my body
focus
feels,
it and let it bring you down.
My body feels happier inside now.
Praise God.
Thank you.
So is there anything else we need to be thankful for?
There is one person called Rebecca, Mama Rebecca. She's in Congo Brazzaville in the hospital. Can you tell us something about her? Putting you on the spot, huh?
Yeah.
They are very close to Rebecca. They are really like parents. And I spoke to her yesterday. She was really, really weak. And she sent me a text message. She was really, really worried, thinking that that illness can lead her to death. I think it just panic. If we can pray for her and ask the Lord to heal her completely.
She has peace as well, wouldn't she?
Exactly.
I was reading an article that came through the mail today, and I was shocked, and I didn't know, but apparently St George's Church, the big, what they call the Minster, they've taken down whatever was up there before for St George. I've taken down the, I don't know if there was an emblem of St George or something, but it's been removed and it's been replaced by a pagan 8-pointed yellow cross, which is, I think, the Freemasons. I know it is strongly rooted in Freemasons. So the only prayer going to do anything there, but I think the church needs to speak out here, because it's how can you call it the Church of St George or St George's Minster when it's got a symbol like that on? It's blasphemy, isn't it?
It's a C of E church, isn't it?
But I don't know if Freemasons have services there. Mm-hmm.
In that building?
In that building.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, we need to pray.
Mm-hmm.
It needs stopping. And if speaking out don't do it, then let's give it to God. Mm-hmm. Let him do it. But we certainly don't need a Freemasonry stronghold in Doncaster.
No.
Or any other satanic stronghold in Doncaster. He's bringing down.
There's a spiritualist church starting in Wombwell.
Is there?
That's all these witches and stuff, isn't it? No.
Yeah. Consulting the dead.
Mm. Mediums, isn't it?
Yeah, the person, but they're not.
It's right across the road from them, it's a really life.
Is it? So, anything else?
Anybody got anything good to share? Tracy shared something good. I was reading this morning about when they put Peter in prison. I think this is lovely. And he was between two soldiers. He was handcuffed to two soldiers. And at night, the very night before Herod was going to bring him out and kill him, an angel came, woke him up. He was sleeping. I think that's amazing. I don't know if I'd be sleeping the night before they were going to do me in. How about you?
Point,
no, but he was obviously at peace, whatever, however adverse his circumstances were. Let's learn from that. You can be at peace no matter how severe the storm is. And the angel came and released him, a bright, vivid light in the cell. And the angel released him from the handcuffs, and the soldiers had no, they just didn't know what happened. And took him out, said to him, wrap your cloak round you, and took him out of the city. The city gates opened in front of him, and I'm thinking, you picture all this, it's fabulous, isn't it? Why are we so lacking in faith when we're praying? No, these are miraculous things happening. It should inspire. It did. It inspired me. Mm-hmm. I thought, wow, God. And Peter had to pinch himself. He wasn't sure it was happening. He said that he thought you were in a vision. And then when he found himself outside the city gates, he knew that he was free. And then he went to the house of Mary, and Rhoda came to the door, didn't she? And she said, oh, I mean, talk about no faith here. They're praying, and he knocks on the gate, and they open the window, and they say, "Oh, it can't be Peter; it's his angel," and slam it shut. and then they said to him, on recognizing Peter's voice, she was so overjoyed that instead of opening the gate, she ran in and announced that Peter was standing at the gate, and they said to her, are you out of your mind? We're praying, excuse me, for him to be released. And full of faith, they say to her, are you out of your mind? It can't be. Hey, don't ever be discouraged, even if you feel you have no faith. God, he will answer prayer, I think, in spite of us sometimes, won't he? He calls us to be obedient and to pray. And there's Peter keep knocking and knocking until they opened it. And then he went on, and I thought, wow, God, there's a lesson there. Let's be strong in faith. Let's give God everything we can to work with, but you know, don't let the devil talk you out of it and say, oh, well, you weren't very forceful with your faith, or you had doubts. Well, don't entertain them. We've prayed and God answers prayer, and there's proof. It wasn't for their faith, I don't think, that happened. But God stepped in, despite them. So God's here to minister, to set the captives free. And so don't let's have long gaps. Get to it and do it. That's all of us. We can all pray. God hears everyone. He hears the faintest cry of his children, and he loves to hear your voice. And he's so willing to do what you ask of him. So let's ask him. And the word says, ask and you shall receive. So let's ask and see God moving in these situations.
Coming back to your message, Sunday's message, I got a new light that is personally helping me. It's something we always say, but something special appeared to my soul, to focus on the Lord. It's so easy for us to divert our attention to the many things, good and bad, that are coming to us, and to be discouraged, to even lack the strength of praying. But the way you presented it on Sunday, if God is our focus and we are preoccupied by our relationship with Him, checking it day and night, every moment, and making it the priority, then peace cannot leave us. Yeah. Because most of the time we're living in that harmonious and perfect relationship with Him, but still we can be destroyed with anxiety and so many other things.
Yeah.
Though our relationship with Him is in good shape.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I took from your message last Sunday. If my focus can be on checking that relationship with Him and find my satisfaction, my fulfillment in the health of my relationship with Him, then I don't see anything that can come and steal my peace,
no.
Steal my joy. I thought it worth sharing, and to thank you as well for the inspiration you brought to us on Sunday.
God is our anchor in everything. I'm always encouraged when I look at Joseph, because he went into a completely strange land, and he made it through, not by his own strength or because of circumstances, but because his anchor was in God. He knew who he was.
Mm.
He knew that relationship with God was the bedrock, the foundation for his life. And that would take him through everything.
Mm.
And I take comfort in the fact that God is not in any way fickle. Like we are. And when we're moved, he's not moved. He remains faithful, doesn't he? He's rock solid, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And his word continually remains. Nothing can alter that. And hey, whatever comes our way, God's got the answer for it.
Mm-hmm.
And He will reveal it to us.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else before we pray? Anybody got any pearls of inspiration, revelation, perspiration?
I think about what Emma said on that Sunday, it just refreshed my memory. I was thinking that sometimes, me personally, it was always about what I want.
Yeah.
God, I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that. But never ask God, what do you want?
Yeah.
What do you want me to do? I don't really ask God those questions, but it's always me, I want this, I want that. Going back to what Grace preached last Sunday, I was like, wow, I really need to build a relationship with God. Because if I have a really good relationship with Him, He knows what I want. I don't really need to be asking Him every single time. But if I've got a relationship with Him first, all those things will be given to me.
Yeah.
But maybe sometimes God sees that I just want to get what I want, but I'm not really, really trying to have a good relationship with Him.
Mm.
And I was talking to myself, maybe that's why most of my prayers has never been answered, because it's just me, not to let God do His way. I want things to be done my way, exactly when I want them to be done, the way I want it to be done, but not the way God wants everything to be done in my life. So I thought it's something I really have to work on. I was really, really blessed on that Sunday. And I think I felt like I really, really need to change my ways. Well, I'm not saying that I'm a bad person.
No, I know what you're saying.
It's like, I know God is there, but I never always put him first as he should be. I always put him, he's there first somewhere, but yeah, I have to put myself first and do whatever I want God to do for me. So I think it's really, really important to have a relationship first with God, and anything else will be given to you.
It just flows, Rebecca. Yeah. You don't need to be asking.
Yeah.
I always think about when Andrew used to say, he just gets in a certain chair and gets comfortable, and then he just finds himself sat on Daddy's knee.
Yeah, I remember that.
And his arms around, he can feel God's arms around him.
Mm.
And that security, that sense. And in a sense, we're children of God, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
And we need this comfort and this strength from him. And I've found the value more and more of not going with my shopping list, but just going because I want to be where he is.
Mm-hmm.
I want to shut the world out, and I want to just get in his presence.
Mm-hmm.
And there he loves you, and there you can feel his strength, and there you know you're special, mm-hmm. and that he's for you, or can be against you.
If your petition mm-hmm. exceeds your praise and your thanks, then you're out of balance.
You are.
There's a concept such as a prayer sandwich, and the bottom layer is praise, the top layer is thanks, and in between is a petition.
And
the filling shouldn't be as thick as the outer tomb.
Mm. But that's the Lord's prayer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because we come, our Father who art in heaven, mm. hallowed be thy name,
mm.
thy kingdom come, thy will be done
mm.
on earth as it is in heaven. And then it's give us this day, and then at the end of it, it's all about thine be the glory. And
mm-hmm.
he taught us, he gave us the plan for prayer, didn't he?
Most of the time that prayer said, it's a lie, isn't it? Because people just recite it out of rote learning, mm-hmm. the words at school as a poem,
yeah.
sort of thing. And they don't even accept or know what they're actually saying. They said, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, which means that I will do as I would do if I was in heaven, very effectively.
Yeah.
But they're not doing.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And as you go through the prayer, there's several things on it that can be seen as untrue. Mm-hmm. You know, because people are not doing what they're actually saying.
Saying, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Hearers of the word, but not doers. Yeah. But I was blessed these past two or three days since I've preached on Sunday. I've read the word, and then I've found myself silent and just listening to God. And before long, I'm singing my head off. Because my spirit's singing. It's rejoicing. Because it's revelling in God's love. And I'm not asking for anything. I don't think I've asked for anything for a few days. I've just enjoyed his presence. I've just enjoyed the security and the peace that he brings into my life. And this sense of belonging, and knowing he's snuggling up to me, and I'm snuggling up to him, and everything will flow from that. He knows me innermost thoughts.
Yeah.
Mm. Hey, he knows the words before it's on my tongue.
Mm.
He knows when I'm going to stand up and sit down. What does David say? If I go to the farthest ends of the earth, I can't get away from you. You're still there.
I'll go to hell.
I'll go to hell. You there? You fill everything. You fill the universe. So how can I escape? How can I ever get away from your presence? I can't.
Mm-hmm.
And if we'll focus on the greatness of God and the ability of God and his majesty, and yet the greatest thing in all the world to me is you and me.
Mm.
That's really the key, because most of the time we do value more our needs than our relationship with Him. So before even coming into His presence, our need matter the most than the relationship we want to have with Him. And that's what Billy is saying. We can say prayers, but we're lying to Him. Because He knows what is in the back of our mind before even entering into His presence. Our needs are more important than His presence.
Mm.
So to make that shift is not really easy.
No.
And it's not a one-time thing. We have to work on that day by day.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, making sure that since we had a message, we made a step, we have to keep the momentum and continue valuing His presence, the relationship with Him, rather than our needs.
Mm-hmm.
And we can easily worship Him sincerely without lying to Him.
Yeah.
Yes. And may the Lord help us.
Amen.
Forgive us our trespasses, that's another one.
It is.
You know, the people say, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And you say, we forgive nobody who's ever done anything wrong to you. We're all you know, and go out of here with a grievance. Somebody will hate. You know, somebody, I told you on Sunday, didn't I? A couple of weeks ago, Easter, I was in St Mary's, and the person who was preaching said, I'm going to give you a couple of moments silence now to think of something nice you can do to somebody you don't like. And my only problem there was I couldn't think of anybody I don't like.
Praise God. That's a miracle in itself.
It's a move forward, because there was a time when I could have fill that gap quite easily. You know.
Yeah.
So is there anybody who you haven't forgiven? Think about it. Why not? Are you going to forgive them? Are you going to dwell in a grievance? Mm.
We're all miracles there, Bill, not just you. But it's a maturing process with God, isn't it? And I think the more you see His unconditional love to you, the more it makes you realise, I can't hold anything against anybody. There cannot be anything between us. Because I think the thing that really blessed me was that little story about the Brazilian pastor. When God said to him, if the ministry is getting between you, my relationship with you, then you must quit it. Because you're more important to me than the ministry. And that spoke volumes to me, because I think we're still all programmed with this, it's what we do for God that makes us accepted. And it's nothing could be further from the truth. Who we are in Christ, who He is what makes us accepted.
It says in Revelation 4:11, grace, don't He made everything for His pleasure.
It is.
And all the creations for His pleasure.
It
for His
is.
Pleasure to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And that's what we're here for. It says Andrew Womack says in their church, Baptist, when he were younger, it were all doing. You got the visitations and all this.
Yeah.
And he says it's not that. He says, because who were Adam and Eve? Who could they minute witness to? There were nobody there. They couldn't pray or intercede or do anything. But they just enjoyed God's presence. And that's what they were there for.
But it must really grieve God when we don't go to Him. And He's not got a big stick to us because we didn't go and pray or talk to Him today. But His heart hurts. It must feel. And I don't want to do it. You don't do that to somebody you love, do you?
Going back to what you were saying earlier about God knows what you're going to say, there's quite a few occasions when I will say, yes, I'm going to pray about that when I get to my praying session later on. And then when I get to my praying session, I've forgotten what I was going to pray about. So then I have to say, whatever it was that I was going to pray about, Lord, consider it prayerful.
Amen.
He knows what it was, even though I forgot.
He does
know.
Yeah.
So I still get to pray for Him.
Absolutely.
Though I forgot.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah. He's. we all have a special way of relating to him because he's made us all unique.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he understands how every one of us ticks because he made us tick that way, didn't he?
Yeah.
So, hey. I'm blessed.
Not really, man.
I'm loved.
Yeah.
I'm
yes.
secure.
Special.
I'm special.
Cherished.
There's nothing that I'm lacking because God's in charge of me. And you know, if I don't get it right, well, he'll have to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thank God that he has a lovely way of getting things across to us. And if I haven't got the message yet, please be patient. God hasn't finished with me yet. We're all a work in progress, aren't we? It's all about getting close to him. So yeah, he would love to hear your voice. So let's just give God a few minutes rejoicing in his presence and thanking him for who he is and the fact that we are so privileged to have that relationship with him. Because hey, that grieves me more than anything when I see sinners with no relationship at all.
Mm.
We've got everything. Let's give God thanks.
Mm.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for this meeting.
We're all here together.
You said that when two or more are gathered in your name, that you will be amongst us.
Absolutely.
Us. Thank you, Father,
you
are amongst us right now.
Amen.
As we go around the table with all our prayers, we pray that you will be listening very intently, Lord, and you will bless us all in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, God. Lord, we just can't help our spirits rejoicing. We don't want to stop our spirits rejoicing because our spirit is buoyant, not because of circumstances, but because of you. And Lord, I thank you that we are so privileged to have a relationship with you as Father. And you, when I think about you and the Creator and how I stand in awe of you, God, that you should want a relationship with me is just so overwhelming. It makes me weep. But yeah, Lord, it brings me such peace and joy that is indescribable. You are indescribable, Lord. You're magnificent. Words cannot explain you because you're so great and so awesome. And what a privilege it is just to be able to come into your presence any time of the day, to be continually in your presence throughout the day. Just popping in and out, chatting to you as something comes across. Lord, just like a friend, as you would. But Lord, we don't have to go out of your presence because the Holy Spirit is indwelling us. That third member of the Godhead is residing within us. And that's what is the most awesome thing of all. And he is revealing the Father to us. He's drawing us closer to the Father. And Holy Spirit, I just acknowledge your presence and I say thank you for coming and doing the work on the earth that Jesus left for you to do. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, for drawing us and revealing the Father to us. And we just worship you tonight for all that you are. Thank you, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all thy works shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea.
Yes, we thank you, Father, you are the creator of the earth, Lord, as it said, you fill the whole earth and depth, that you care for us, Lord, and we're so insignificant, Lord, in the world, but not with you.
No.
We're special and precious in your eyes.
We are.
And we thank you, Lord, that you chose us for such a time as this.
Thank you, God.
And we thank you, Lord, that you thought you brought us here, Lord, for a work to do something for you, Lord.
Okay.
And we thank you, Father, for that you thought we could do something for you, and you know that you are here for your pleasure, Lord.
Yeah.
You just want to have fellowship with us, Lord, and to bless us and to encourage us. And we thank you, Lord, for what you've done, because you're such a loving Father. Probably there's things that we want, Lord, but maybe they're not good for us, Lord, and that harm us. So you know what's best for us, Lord, and you'll give us what you want us to have.
You do.
And we thank you, Lord, for that we can't go wrong with you, Lord. Mm. You're so loving and caring. We thank you, Lord, that we're in the best place, Lord, being in your family. I wouldn't be anywhere else.
Me
and
neither.
I thank you, Father, for that.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Cool. Thank you, God. We can drop the agenda.
Cool.
And just thank you, God, that you love me. No strings attached.
Father, we pray that Bernard will feel your loving, comforting arms around him and will receive you into his heart.
I agree.
For Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Oh, we just want him to know as we know you. We want him, Lord, to pass into your presence with joy and delight. We want his eternity, Lord, to be with you. Thank you. You are magnificent, Lord. You are
Lord Jesus, you say that no one can come to you unless he's called by the Father.
Mm.
We bring Bernard to you, O Lord.
Mm.
We believe that repentance is a gift from above.
Yes.
We pray that you have mercy upon his soul.
Amen.
And you give him, Father, that gift of repentance for him to acknowledge you in his life, O Lord. Even though he is going through his last days, Father, give him salvation. That's our prayer today, O Lord. We pray as well for peace in the family, especially in our sister Louise. Strengthen her, O Lord.
Yes.
Give her the peace that she needs.
Oh, yes.
Father, we said it here. You helped us, Helen, me, and my family to go through the
hard time
that we went through. We pray that you do the same, Father, for our sister Louise and any other family member. Help them, O Lord, to be strong, O Father, and to accept the situation, O Father. And we thank you for the salvation that you're giving to Bernard. Let the glory be given to you, O Lord. Because we know that when that moment will come, he will be in your hands, O Lord. And we thank you in advance for his salvation, for his good ending of life, Father, under your care and in your hand. Glory be given to you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you,
thank you. Good.
Good. Lord, we pray that when they operate on the bile duct, that Lord, you'll give the surgeons the skill to be able to open that bile duct, that pressure will be released. That, Lord, the intensity of the pain and discomfort will be eased. That, Lord, you will have a much better quality of life. Because, Lord, you are absolutely the giver of life. And, Lord, we just thank you that you are in control here. And, Lord, if this is his time, then so be it, we accept it. But Lord, we don't want him to go in pain. We don't want him to go struggling. We want him to know your peace. And Lord, we want him to know freedom in his body. So we thank you, Lord, for a completely successful operation there. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. And he realizes it's just never too late, Lord. Because he can still accept you, Father.
Thank you.
Father, we bring Judy to you. We pray that your healing touch be upon her.
Yes, Father.
Brain tumor is nothing before your healing power.
No.
We command it to leave
in Jesus'
name.
Die in Jesus' name.
So we speak healing over her. We bring Tim, her husband, to you, Father, and we pray that you fill him with your peace, oh Lord. Cause him to know that you are in control of the situation. We thank you, Father, for your healing touch upon Jody, in Jesus' name.
Yes, we do.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for touching Tracy's daughter.
We
thank
you,
Lord, that she's got her return. When we look back, Lord, I say it's a good thing, Lord, we see, Lord, when things are happening, Lord, we get concerned because the devil waves about and makes such a noise and such a lot of noise and bluster.
Yeah.
But we thank you, Lord, that we can trust you because you know what he's doing, but he doesn't know what you're doing.
Amen.
We thank you for that, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you're going to bring us this safe delivery, this baby, a beautiful baby. And we thank you for that, Lord.
Yeah.
That you're looking after our children and grandchildren. And we thank you, Lord, and give you all the praise. Thank you for that.
Father, we bring Mama Rebecca into your hands, oh Lord. We know that your hand is not short to touch her in Brazzaville, where she is in hospital. We command illness that is bringing her health down to leave her body in Jesus' name. Father, strengthen her. We bring her morale to you. You know how her morale is down. We speak peace. We speak joy. Let her know that you are there with her, oh Lord, and that you are in control of every situation that she might be going through. Father, let your healing take place now as we pray. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Good.
Lord, I thank you that when the devil thinks he's got us, then he just never can. He can never defeat us. Thank you, Lord, that when we look at Noah, how Noah was saved from the water, by the water. And it's the very circumstances, Lord, that we find ourselves in, that are the, within that, you have your resources and you will use that and turn it to our victory, to your victory, and Lord, to our strength. And I thank you that no weapon formed against us will prosper. God, you use everything and turn it into a victory. If we'll just stand back and watch you and give it over to you and let you do it. Father, we say we just want to revel in you and watch you work. Because that's a sure and certain victory every time, no matter how adverse the circumstances, no matter how high the waves and deep the sea, it's never too high or too deep for you. Lord, it's just you're there, and that's all that matters. Thank you, God, you're our anchor.
Father, we bring this city, Doncaster, to you.
Yes.
We have acknowledged what Freemasons are doing, O Lord, and Satanists. They are bit by bit taking over this city. But knowing that you have placed us in this city, not elsewhere, O Lord, we claim the right of possession of this city.
Amen.
The gate of this city.
Yes, we
in
do.
Jesus' name.
Thank you, God.
Father, give us the power that we need for us to win more souls than ever in this city. And by faith, we destroy the work of the enemy in Jesus' name.
We do.
Everything that Freemasons and Satanists are doing to bring obscurity in this city, we destroy what they are doing in Jesus' name. Cause light to shine in Doncaster, Lord. Cause your light to shine in Doncaster, Lord. we command all souls that are in this city in Jesus' name. Father, let salvation be given to them in Jesus' name. You did it all, and you said everything is accomplished. Let your accomplished work of the cross, Father, to speak louder in this city through salvation of the lost in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Cause miracles to happen in your name, Jesus. Cause signs and wonders to happen in this city in Jesus' name.
Thank you, God.
And Father, we don't want to be left behind. Those that you are using in this city, use us as well, oh Lord. We want to be part of it in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We push away the forces of darkness that are bringing people in bondage in this city in Jesus' name.
Yes.
We destroy the altar of the enemy, of the devil, of Satanists, of Freemasons in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And we plant your cross, oh Lord Jesus Christ, in this city. For every tongue to confess that you are Lord, and every knee in this city to bow down before your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Cause the gospel of salvation to reach all souls in this city, in Jesus' name. We break all the chains that are bounding people in ignorance, in paganism, in darkness, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yeah. Let salvation take place. Let salvation take place.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty name.
I agree.
We all put this time, Father, calling the children for the Sunday school.
Yes, we do.
Father, we just pray right now for the parents of these children. Lord, that you'll open them so that they'll accept that the children do need to hear and learn about them.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
and that it might be a means also of drawing the parents into your kingdom.
Yes, Lord.
We know, Father, that you say so for the little children. And you want to draw them before they come through the things in life that are going to destroy them, before they start dabbling with the serious sins as we tend to look at them. We just pray, Father, that even now, Lord, as we call these children
Lord,
that you'll prepare a way for them to come and know you.
Yes, Lord.
And that these children will actually be part of the turning of this city.
I agree.
Yes, Father.
That they will be strong, because it doesn't really matter how old they are. All that it matters, Father, is that they've got a commitment to you and an understanding. And sometimes, Father, we need to be more like the children.
We do.
Where we just accept things and we look to you rather than try and work things out, because that's the right thing to do. We just thank you, Father, for the way that you've guided us. We just pray, Lord, that you'll be in these plans, and that the Sunday school will be established by your direction.
Amen.
Yes,
unless
Lord.
The Lord,
we might have the ideas,
the
but unless you're behind it, Lord, it's not going to be worth doing. So we just pray, Father, for
your
anointing, for your wisdom, and that you'll prepare those that are to be taking part in it.
Father, I'll pray that you'll manage to receive and welcome the spirit of Margaret Thatcher into your kingdom today.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that the trouble workmakers were very small in number in London today, vastly outnumbered by good people of right attitude, Lord. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, God. And Lord, we thank you for every Methodist Sunday school teacher that taught Margaret Thatcher. Lord, probably never knew what a great woman and a great calling you would have on her life.
Sister too, as well.
But Father, I thank you that you did raise her up for an hour.
Yes, Father.
For the sake of this nation.
Yes, Father.
And Lord, I thank you that she's been acknowledged as such today. And Lord, I thank you that your word has gone forth. And I pray that those who heard the Bishop of London will have taken to heart what was said. And that, Lord, their eyes will be opened to the truth, and that the truth will set the other leaders free. In Jesus' name, for our nation needs godly men and women. It needs godly leaders, Father, and I pray that you will raise up men and women of integrity and men and women of integrity and salvation into leadership, that our nation shall once again be great in the right way, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, we bring Andrew to you. You know how his body is aching and everything that he's going through.
Mm.
We pray for your peace in
Amen.
Him, Father.
Mm.
We pray for your joy in him, especially healing to take place
Amen.
In his body. We command any illness that is bringing him down to come out in Jesus' name. And we speak healing to take place, total healing. Cause him to recover quickly, oh Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank
you so much. And Father, we pray for Christine, Ivy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Father, strengthen them and be with them.
Amen.
We miss today their presence because every time when they are here on Wednesday, they are a great blessing to all of us, Father.
Yeah.
Bless them where they are. You
Amen.
Know why they didn't manage to make it. So we bless them in your name, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
For my own petition, Father, I pray that my hospital visit tomorrow will reveal the increase in my kidney function, Lord.
Amen. I agree.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. You're his healer. The work you started on, Bill, you will bring it to completion. The devil cannot cut it short. Lord, when we're in your hands, nobody can snatch us out, not even the devil. Lord, I thank you. You're for Bill. His times are in your hands. And he's secure in that. Thank you, Lord, for divine health into his body, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. In the name of Jesus.
Father, we pray for Ray and Edwin. We ask you to bless them, Father. Strengthen them and meet every single of the need, O Lord. Physically, O Lord, touch them. Spiritually, emotionally, touch them, O Lord, we ask. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Father, we pray at this time as Dharma seeks employment.
Yeah.
Yes,
that you will go before him.
Yeah.
Father. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Father.
And Father, we commit his job application to
you.
Yes,
yes.
And Father, we declare that this post in Doncaster, Father, we claim that post for the Dharma at this time. And we will give you all the praise and all the thanks, Lord.
Yes, Father.
As you go before him, Father, to bless him and to lead him and to guide him at this time, Father. And we give you all the praise.
Thank you, Lord, that when you open a door, no man can shut it.
Right.
And when you shut it, no man can open it. Lord, you only open the doors you open. And Lord, we want your favour. And Lord, we thank you that you have prepared plans, you've prepared things for Dharma to walk in, and we're calling your plans and your footsteps your way, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that no demon in hell can stop it. And I give you praise, because you have good plans for Dharma.
Yes, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for Rebecca and what you're doing in her life. Lord, I just thank you for the way you've brought her, even to brought her to us in Doncaster. Lord, I thank you for the blessing that she is. And I thank you that she's getting stronger and stronger in you. And I know, Lord, she will continue to go from strength to strength. And Lord, I thank you for the favour that you've given her, for the doors that you've opened. And Lord, she may think that you've not answered her prayers, but you have. And Lord, you will always hear the cry of your children, because you love us. And I pray, Lord, that you will open our eyes to see you when sometimes we don't see you. But Lord, we will be able to trust you and know that you're working for our good. And Lord, you're doing that so so marvellously for Rebecca. I see your hand in her life so much.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, for the grace of God, I thank you. You're being amazing to her.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I just give you praise. It's not finished yet. There's much more to come.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we haven't begun, have we, Lord? We just haven't begun.
Are you sure of that?
Thank you, God.
Father, we thank you that you guide us each day, Father.
You do.
Lord, we thank you that your loving kindness is new every morning, Father.
Mm-hmm.
Your blessings are new every day, Father.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, help us to concentrate on your blessings, Father.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about the cares and worries of this world, Father.
Mm-hmm.
Build that relationship.
Father, you're more important than what the world is doing.
You are.
Mm-hmm.
You're in charge of the world, Father.
Yeah, you
are. And other people think they are, Father.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we're your people, and we want to stand up as your people,
we
Father. We want to be that voice in the wilderness, saying, prepare you the way of the Lord.
Yeah, thank you,
Lord. We want people to know you as Saviour. We want them to know you as a healer and their King, Father.
Yes.
And Lord, you're calling us, Father. You're raising us, Father.
Amen.
You've given each one of us a calling, Father.
Mm.
And Lord, just help us, Lord, to be led by your Spirit, to walk in those callings, Father.
Walking
to
your
walk
things.
In your ways, Father.
Yeah.
Lord, we thank you that we can praise you, Father. We thank you that we've got a voice, Father.
Yes.
We can raise up
and
say, thank you, Father. Thank you for Jesus.
We do.
Thank you for your precious blood that was shed for us, Father.
Amen.
Thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit, Father.
Thank
that
you,
baptism, Father.
Yes.
The helper, the comforter, Father.
Yeah, those holy
hugs. Who's there to
God.
Really hug us, Father.
Yeah,
and to encourage us, Father.
Just
and
in.
Just to show us the footpath and the way ahead, Father.
Thank you, God.
Lord, you don't leave us, Father.
You're
by our side no matter what, Father.
Yeah.
We may be feeling alone at times, Father, but we're not, because you're there with us, Father. You're carrying us, Father, at times when we can't see you. But Lord, we want to bless you. We want to praise you, Father, for who you are. You are the Creator God. You spoke and it came into being, Father. And Lord, you created us to share fellowship with one another.
You
to
did.
Share fellowship with you, Father.
You did.
And Lord, those who aren't in the church, Father, who should be here, Father, we just call them back into
we do.
Fellowship right now, Father.
Yeah.
Lord, they're vulnerable out there on their own, Father.
Yes.
But in here, Father, we got your protection,
strength.
Your blessing, your strength, Father.
Yeah.
There is strength in numbers, Father.
There is.
And Lord, we want to thank you that we've got family here, Father. We are brothers and sisters in you, Lord. We're not just different people in different areas, Father. We are family.
Yes.
And we thank you for that covenant relationship, Father.
Thank you,
we do.
That covenant that binds us together, Lord. That holds us strong, Father.
Thank you, God.
And thank you for it, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for all the joy that's spread around this place. Thank you, Father, for everybody in this church.
Yes,
thank you, Lord. God.
Thank you for the fellowship. Father.
Yes,
Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. You do. Thank you, Lord, you're alive and vibrant in our hearts. Thank you, God. We have so much to rejoice about, so much to be joyful about. Can never be lonely when we've got you.
Mm-hmm. Father, we don't want to leave this place without consecrating ourselves once again to you.
Yeah.
Let our lives be just for you, O Lord.
Amen.
Sometimes, Father, we were valuing our needs and rather than valuing your presence, the intimacy with you, Father, help us. We come to you just as we are. Our weaknesses, you know them, O Lord. Our hearts are longing to be in that intimate relationship with you. Without your help, O Lord, it will be easy for us to fall back into anxiety because of the needs and things that are surrounding our lives. Help us, O Lord. The message we heard on Sunday caused it to have strong root in our spirit, in our souls, for our focus to remain on you every time and in every situation and circumstances. Help us, O Lord. Help us, we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good.
Thank you. you, Father, that we pass our burdens on to Jesus.
Yeah.
That he cares for us.
He does.
Mm.
Yes.
Amen.
Lower, Satan, lower. Where you need to be under our feet, because that's where you are.
Father, be with Joan on Friday. She goes about her feet, Father.
Yes.
I pray, Father, that you will bless her.
Yeah.
And any concern she may have will be handed over to you, Father.
Yes.
And we trust, Father, in you to sort this problem out.
We do.
In a pain-free way, Father.
Yes.
We give you praise and we give you thanks.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
It was wonderful on Sunday when Joan and I were just sharing, Lord, about how in the little things she's always seen you've gone before her. And when she's got there, she knows that you've done it and you've sorted it. And I know, Father, when she goes on Friday, when she gets there, she'll see you've been there already.
Yeah. Amen.
And you've done it again.
Yeah.
Lord, I just thank you that you are truly, truly faithful.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, you're there for the widow, the orphan. You're there for all of us. And Lord, when we're feeling sometimes vulnerable, we're not, because you're there.
Yes,
always
you're
there.
Always.
Thank you, God.
Always, Lord. And Father, we pray also for Roy.
Yeah.
Mm. Continue the good work that you have started in him.
Amen.
You don't leave, Father, unaccomplished to what you have started.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, for what we can see in him, the strength, the speech, and everything, Father.
Mm.
We thank you, O Lord,
we do.
For your power that is working in him.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Yeah. Thank you for a complete work.
Thank you very much.
Jesus' name.
We bring our sister Lynn to you, Lord.
Yeah.
Father, touch her. Speak to her, O
Lord. Amen.
Do your work in her, O Father. Cause her to understand our love for her, O Lord.
Yeah.
And if that's your will, bring her in among us, O Lord. We pray.
Father, we pray for Marie.
Yes, Father.
God, we just send your word of healing into Marie's mind and into her body. In Jesus' name. Father, we say let her be fully restored. In the name of Jesus. Father, let that family be united together again. Lord, that little girl may have the best upbringing she can possibly have. Lord, we just claim your divine protection over those children. Lord, Eric at this time, Lord, you will use this situation to bring him into a good discipline, Lord, and to that he will have people over him who he can have respect for and who he will listen to. Father, in Jesus' name, again, this is a bad situation, but Lord, you're a master at turning bad situations into good. What the devil meant for evil, you turn for good. And Lord, we trust you to turn this for good in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for the answer to every prayer, every petition tonight. Lord, I thank you that you hear the faintest cry from your children. Thank you, Lord, that we're so privileged to be able to just sit and talk to you as we would a friend, as we would a father. And Lord, you have a heart of compassion, which is above any other. So, Lord, we thank you for the answers already on the way. And we give you praise tonight for our relationship with you above anything else. Lord, we ask for that to be strengthened on a daily basis, that we are rock solid anchored in you. No matter what, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
For good things. It's gone before us.
Yeah.
So we'll be back on Sunday. Come with something to share. come excited.
No,
Pauline's leading Ken's preaching. But that don't stop anybody getting up and saying, hey, this bless me, let's do it. We should all come with something to share whenever we come to church, because I'm sure we all read something. Even I read today, it's like, hey, that's dynamite.